And Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus, your Holy Spirit, your angelic host. We thank you, Father God, that you remain with us in the midst of every storm that we have to go through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there's a lot of sickness among the body of Christ, so make sure you keep the body of Christ. And I'm just not talking about this church, the body of Christ as a whole. Make sure you keep them up in prayer because the enemy's working overtime on people's health. Amen. Well, this morning, this is different. God prophesied this teaching, and I titled it, Lay Down Your Life for the King, because that's the way he started it. So God said, lay down your life for the King of Kings so that I can provide. Why? So that I can provide your every need. Lay down your life for God. Why? So that he can provide for your every need. My children will need my gifts doubled in the days ahead. And I put down long-suffering discernment. You know, whatever gifts they're in God's word, he said, we're going to have this doubled. As the darkness continues to get darker still, layer after layer of faith and degradation will cover the earth. Hear that? As the darkness continues to get darker still, layer after layer of filth and degradation will cover the earth. You, my children, will need more grace, more love, more of everything heaven has to offer you to endure the gross darkness, the slime of evil, the confusion, deception, and hatred without measure. The people will become like animals, and it will be due unto others before they do unto you. Let's read that again. As the darkness continues to get darker still, now just get this in your spirit, layer after layer of filth and degradation will cover the earth. You, my children, will need more grace, more love, more of everything heaven has to offer you to endure the gross darkness, the slime of evil, the confusion, deception, and hatred without measure. The people will become like animals, and it will be due unto others before they do unto you. And you know, a couple nights before God gave me this, I had a vision. And in the vision, you know, I saw the earth, and it was covered with slime. And the people walking were covered with this slime, and some couldn't walk. The slime, you know, was so heavy upon them. And then God spoke this, so I knew he was showing me that how bad it's going to get. We think it's bad now, but we have not witnessed anything yet. In Matthew 24:24 says, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Now, the Bible says that false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. The elect are those God has chosen to redeem for salvation even before the foundation of the world. Jesus spoke strongly in Matthew about the coming deception in that it will be so intense that even the elect might be deceived. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said there's a woman on TV who says she is God, and she does miracles and everything right on the TV. You know, she has her own program. And they were questioning me, why is this? And I said, that's demonic. That's from the dark side. And I said, this is a antichrist spirit that's in the earth. And you shouldn't even watch that, really. You shouldn't get that down in your spirit. And God told us, 4 or 5 years ago, that the antichrists, with the S on the end, have already infiltrated the church. And, you know, so we know, and we know he's told us the false prophets are on the land also. And God forewarned us that they were here. And so you yourself have to be very watchful of what you let go into your eye gates and into your ears. Matthew 24:1-21. Let's read this. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things? Jesus said. Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Now, we're reading this to let you see what's coming, so you can watch the times. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people." Excuse me. "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." You see, this is already happening, isn't it, guys? But this verse 13 says, "But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." That's you and I. "And this gospel, the kingdom, will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never will be equaled again." God spoke to us and said that what's going on has never gone on before, and it will never happen again. And right there it is in Scripture. And, you know, I've been saying that now is not a good time to be pregnant and having children, because the world is so dark, and these children will be raised in this darkness. And right here it said, "Woe to those who are pregnant and with child." We need to understand, you know, we're in a war. We are in a war like we can't even imagine the war that we're in. It is so intense. And, you know, I know that a lot of people, you know, are younger and you haven't been when it was really nice and, you know, and everybody was loving and kind and families were families and on and on and on. But that isn't what's going on in this world today. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, you know, this is not family. This is hell. This is the drug scene. You know, this is street life. This is not the way God wanted families to be. Homes are so broken and divided. And, you know, I know that more than me are seeing things you never, ever dreamt of seeing. You're hearing things that your ears are just about ready to fall off because you can't believe the language and the stuff that's going on out there. We are in a dark, dark age, and God warned us in the Bible that this time was coming. Then God goes on to say, "Children, from this moment forth, heed every word I speak. Keep your ears wide open to hear my still, small voice of instruction." Children, from this moment forth, heed every word I speak. Keep ears wide open to hear my still small voice of instruction. God said, there is no room for error at this given time. The cards have been laid on the table and the final hand is being played out. All right? There's no room for error. Are you listening? God said, heed his every word that he speaks. God said, you know my word that the enemy loses his hand, but it must be played out. You, my beloved ones, are an integral part of this game. You must listen to my voice to make sure you make all the right moves. Remember, the enemy is a card shark, but I gave you all wisdom in this game of life. This is a different word, but at the end I said it, but I'll say it now. Since I've been born again, first of all, I was in a tug of war. Then I was in a chess game. Then I was in a Job experience. And now I'm playing cards. You know, I'm in a card game. You know, you really have to look at how your life is being played out. All right, Revelation 20, verse 1 through 6. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized a dragon, that ancient serpent, who is a devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. I put that in there because God said up here, you know from my word that the enemy loses this hand, but it must be played out. So Revelation 21 through 6 tells you he loses the hand, all right? God said, you need to be seeking my face on a daily basis for instructions in the way I am maneuvering you in these days of uncertainty. You need to be seeking my face, how often? On a daily basis for instructions in the way I'm maneuvering you in these days of uncertainty. I was talking to somebody last night on the phone, and I said, God's telling you to find a place in your house that you'll meet him every day, if it's just for 5 minutes, but that is your place with God. And as you go to that place every day, God's going to start giving you revelation knowledge. And I know that applies to every one of us sitting in here today. We need that certain place that we go to, so then God's okay, here they come. And he gets all ready to then to start revealing things to you. God says, believe me when I say you have never gone this way before, and you will not go this way again. But while you are here, you need to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. How many times has God said that we've never gone this way before? And this is why you're seeing so much confusion and everything in the camp, is because we've never gone this way before. And we don't know how to maneuver on our own. And it's only as we listen to God's still small voice that we're going to know how to maneuver through this maze of the devastation that's coming upon the land. So God said, believe me when I say you have never gone this way before, and you will not go this way again. But while you are, aren't you glad we're not going to go this way again? Lord. But while you are here, you need to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And let's look at Matthew 10:16. God said, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And the Message version says, stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, so don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake, inoffensive as a dove. All right, because God knows that what he's sending us into is just like into the devil's den itself. In Matthew 10:16, Jesus sends his followers out to spread the gospel, knowing that they would be in physical danger from some in the world. He calls them sheep and characterizes their opponents as wolves. When he says they should be as wise as serpents, he means they should be careful in dealing with the world. Being wise as a serpent means having a good, basic, fundamental knowledge of what areas you can go into and what areas you cannot go into. And always being on your guard against the snares, traps, and deceptions that the dark side will try and throw at you. See, some of us are fighting battles we were never supposed to fight. We stuck our nose into some other business, and it's not our battle to fight. And we need to quit doing it. You need to know when that you need to fight. You know when to step back and let the person or God be in control. God says, since a church has never been this way before, you have no earthly manual to instruct you in the way to go. Therefore, it is imperative to have ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. At this given time, I am bringing to pass the words that I have been speaking for a decade. I know we don't have the earthly manual, but we do have the Word of God, the Bible. Now is the time, God said, now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of the great harvest. Now is the time of the greatest glory drop in church history. And now is the time that I am bringing my top brass forth to lead my army into the biggest battle of the ages. And you know, as God was speaking that, I just feel like all you that are the top brass, you have been in boot camp, and you finished boot camp, and now God's bringing you forth to wage this war with the enemy for him and with him. You will be using all the weapons of warfare that I have, this is what God is saying, you will be using all the weapons of warfare that I have written on the pages of my word. You shall have no lack. All of heaven is at your disposal. Place my word deep within your spirit and use it as a mighty weapon of warfare against the enemy. What's he say? Place my word deep within your spirit and use it as a mighty weapon of warfare against the enemy. You need to get into your word yourself. You need to spend a certain amount of time every day to read something and get it down into your spirit, man. And what if you don't have anything in there, God has nothing, the Holy Spirit has nothing to pull on. But as you read the word and it's down in you, the Holy Spirit will pull that out when he needs to pull it out. God said, remember that only truth shall prevail. You cannot be playing footsies with the enemy in any area of your life. The tormentor is vicious, waiting for you to make a wrong move. Are you listening to this? Study the cards well before you make your final moves. Be certain that my still small voice is leading and guiding your every move. Let's read that again. Remember that only truth shall prevail. You can't be out here lying, saying you're a child of God and lie. You cannot be playing footsies with the enemy in any area of your life. The tormentor is vicious, waiting for you to make a wrong move. Study the cards well before you make your final moves. Be certain that my still small voice is leading and guiding your every move. You know, since God was talking about cards, you know, my mind went back to watching people play cards, you know, in the Westerns and stuff. Boy, they sit there and study them cards and study them cards and study them cards, don't they, before they make their final move. And this is what we need to do. We need to make sure that we're hearing God's voice and that we just really listen very intently and stay in tune to his voice and only move when he tells us to move. All right? Then God said, complacency has no part in this card game. The Holy Spirit knows every move to win this battle of the ages. Cry out for his help and maintain your stance in me. Now, I looked up complacency, and it is a feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievements. And God said, complacency has no part in this card game. You can't win this game yourself. You don't know what the next move is you have to make. And then since I started this born-again experience, God has told me, as I told you at the beginning, I was in a tug-of-war, in a chess game, and now I'm in a card game. So, guys, you know. But as you think of each one of these, as I thought through each one of these and what I experienced, and even in Job's experience, it's all about saving my soul and winning other souls. Each one of these, and I know when I was going through the chess game, and I have to say it, then everybody started preaching, God doesn't play chess, he doesn't have you in a chess game. That's not the way he does things. And then when God revealed it to them that really was a chess game, then they started saying, we're in a chess game. You have to know who you are in Christ. You have to know without a shadow of a doubt that you hear only God's voice and not some other strange voice. Then stick to your guns. Don't backpedal. The minute you start backpedaling, the enemy has you. People don't trust you. And the Holy Spirit can't really work through you 100%. You know, maybe you just need to keep your mouth shut. God's given me words that I've held on to, and they didn't release them until I felt a release in the Spirit to do it. And then when I did, it was the right time. And other people followed suit. So I don't. When I get words, sometimes I don't release them right away, because I'm questioning the word myself, is what I'm trying to tell you. And I want to make sure it's totally God before I send it out there to each one of you. If you think about card games in the natural, the stakes are high and people can get killed. In a card game, comparing a hand of cards with fighting the enemy can be seen as a metaphorical comparison. In both cases, you need to have a strategy and be prepared for the unexpected. You ever watch these card games? The people say, I got this. Well, this is my thing. And then the other guy pumps down something better, and they lose. And see, and this is just what happens to us now. All right, I also looked this up. This is where I got this. In a card game, you need to have a good hand of cards to win. In the same way, in a battle, you need to have a good plan and be prepared for any situation. Now, who has the best plan in our card game? God. All right? And he has everything all lined up. He's waiting for us to line up with him. For example, in the game of war, players use a standard 52-card deck of playing cards divided evenly and randomly between two players. Neither player is allowed to view their hand or rearrange it. The players simultaneously reveal the top card of their deck on the table, and the player with the higher value takes all the cards on the table. All right? So this game can be seen as a metaphor for a battle where you need to be prepared for any situation and have a good strategy to win. This is why God say, heed, from this moment forth, heed every word I speak. He already has the battle plan. He said the cards are laid out on the table. Isn't that what he said? He already knows every strategy that we need to take in order to be the winner in this card game. And what you have to do is you have to be listening to God's still small voice so that you know how to play out your hand. Because each one of us has a different hand. Each one of us are coming from different areas. And so you can't play my hand, and I can't play yours. But God will be with us all, and he'll play every hand. All right? In the military, playing cards are used to train soldiers on enemy weapons. The cards include the naming of items and performance stats of primary weapon systems soldiers may face in combat. This is an example of how playing cards can be used to prepare for a battle. I'm hearing God say, we've been on the battlefield of life for decades now. We've been losing more battles than we've been winning. But from this point forward, we have to win all the battles. This is a very strategic time in our walk with God. And if we miss one point, we could be totally gone. God said you have to view this battle from afar. Look at how the soldiers are laid out. And you, as you listen to him, will figure out the strategy of how the enemy's going to come at you. And he won't be able to defeat you because God will show you your next play. God said he's been lining this up from day one. God has. And whatever he lines up, you always win. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. But if you line it up, you won't know what kind of strategy to use. And you'll lose the battle. You'll lose the card game. You'll lose out on life. So God is saying, I want you to take full inventory of your warfare tactics. Make sure you know what you have to fight with before you start fighting. And he's saying, get into my word, write down every weapon that I've given you in my word. And Brett, you'll teach on that. And as you look at every weapon that I've given you, then I will, as you're looking at your list, I will tell you how to use that weapon. And he's saying your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are strong to pulling down the strongholds. They're mighty to pull down the strongholds. Each one of you sitting in here this morning are my beloved ones. I know that you can go in and win this battle, or I would not have called you to the forefront. I know that some of you think I'm too young in the Lord to fight this way. But God is saying there's never a too young in his kingdom. You have everything that you need to fight this battle, or I would not have called you forth. There are many souls out there that are waiting for you to start playing your hand and open up the doors and open up the gates and open up the windows to let the glory in to destroy all darkness. When you go into the game room to play the cards, there's always guards at the doors. There's always guards around the tables. And there's always deception in the card game. You have to understand that the guards are there. The enemy has his guards posted. And these guards are waiting for you to slip up, so they can take you out. God said, don't go into this card game flippantly. Go in there with a determination in your heart that this hand is mine. God gave it to me, therefore I can win it. God's saying the warfares that you're heading into are greater than any warfare you've ever entered into. And if you think smugly, I can do this thing, you don't go to the game. You've already lost. God's saying, because as you play the hand out, I will speak into your ears and tell you exactly how to play the hand. Warfare is on the forefront. It's going to stay on the forefront. And each one of you need to understand the battle is raging. You cannot go backwards. Those doors are closed. The only way you can go is forward. And I'm even hearing him say, as some of you lunge forward, you will lunge forward with full expectation that nothing's going to stop you. That's the wrong expectation. The correct expectation as you lunge forward is that God has prepared the way for my feet to go. He will keep me safe. He will guide my footsteps. Smugness is out of the picture. Total faith in God to lead, guide, and direct you at this given time. God said at the end of this, play your hand of cards well and come out on the winner's side. And I'm hearing the only way you can play your hand of cards well and come out on the winner's side is if you have great expectation that I will speak into your ears and give you instructions every second of every day. Some of you have not heeded my voice in the past, but it's very imperative that you heed my voice from this moment forth. Great destruction on all sides. There's going to be winners and there's going to be losers. Some of my chosen ones will leave the scene at this given time. not because they were smug, not because they couldn't do it, but because this was their time to leave. I am bringing new faces on the scene. I am bringing those that are uneducated on the scene. And I'm going to put my spirit in them. And I'm going to send them forth. And they will defeat the enemy that the ones that left could not defeat. Why could they not defeat the enemy? Because they have grown tired and weary in well-doing. And they have said, Father, I can't go any further. So I'm bringing them on home. But each one of you in here this day, I tell you now, you will not say that to me. Instead, you're going to find yourself in your prayer closet crying out to me for more strength, more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, so that you can walk forward and accomplish all I've called you forth to accomplish. No more standing on the sidelines, though. You're being called into battle this day. I will give you all that you have need of. I will make sure that you are well prepared and well dressed for battle. You have nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing to fear. Then God's saying, will you come forth? Will you allow me to place my spirit upon you with all wisdom, all understanding, and all knowledge in all things? Because what you used to have knowledge in the one or two things, but you have to have all wisdom in all things from this point on. You have to know every strategic point of the enemy. You have to know exactly when to walk through a door, and you have to know exactly when to walk through the door. I'm going to give that to you this day, if you so desire it. The altar's open. God has a special anointing for you to play out this hand, this last hand.